KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of light fog, and it's 39 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy this morning with areas of fog, and partly sunny by sometime this afternoon, a high around 57. In the news, colleges and universities across the country and even here in Iowa are talking about and have, in some cases, have already required students to complete the semester online rather than on campus. Leaders of the legislature and executive branches of state government say at this point there is no need to cancel large gatherings in the state capitol. Governor Kim Reynolds spoke with reporters Tuesday morning.
I don't see any need to address that. You know, those are things, though, that we'll have to take a look at depending on what happens in the days ahead.
House Speaker Pat Grassley of New Hartford is the top Republican in the legislature.
Unless the folks at the Department of Public Health and the professionals give us a recommendation, which as of yesterday they did not, I don't see any reason for us to overreact.
And Grassley's grandfather, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, has announced he plans to hold town meetings next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in four Iowa counties. Governor Reynolds has scheduled a town hall meeting at the Boone City Hall this morning and another town hall at Ankeny Restaurant on Thursday. Yesterday, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders canceled their campaign rallies in Ohio on the advice of public health officials. In area news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning at 9 o'clock in Greenfield. On their agenda is discussion with regard to health, dental, and vision insurance renewal, and a presentation from NextEra Energy Resources staff on the Heartland Phase 2 transmission line study. Transmission line would transmit power from area wind farms to a substation near Adair. Phase 1 of the Heartland Divide Wind Project was a 103-megawatt farm that went into commercial operation in December of 2018. The board will also hear from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to union step raises for three secondary roads department employees. Kaufman will also present for signing contracts and performance bonds for a road rock project and his regular maintenance and activities report. The City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee will meet this evening at 5:15 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. First up on their agenda is clarification on the objectives of regulating Atlantic property conditions. They'll also review property regulation policies as an extension of their meeting on October 9th of last year, including the Dangerous Building Code, the Minimum Maintenance Code, and International Property Maintenance Code. You can see all three current ordinances on PDF links under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The committee will also discuss and make recommendation for the full city council with regard to which laws should be utilized. Included in the discussion is an assessment of resources required and a review of implementation of enforcement. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a regular session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. Action items on their agenda include approval of resignations for Abby Becker, girls varsity assistant track coach, and Cammie Bruck, Washington Elementary paraeducator. The board will also act on contract recommendations for the following: Noah Widrowicks, industrial tech teacher, Derek Hall, assistant high school girls track coach, Brooke Newell and Marty Hobson, volunteer high school golf coaches, Josh Rasmussen, Brad Rasmussen and Bruce Henderson, volunteer high school track coaches, Cole Rankin and James Northwick, volunteer tennis coaches, and Derek Handel, volunteer softball coach. The board will also act this evening on approving the 2020-2021 school calendar, an out-of-state trip to Maryville, Missouri, for the indoor track meet on March 21st at Northwest Missouri State University. Also, the Schuler roof replacement, and that'll be to accept a bid from McDermott & Son Roofing for $98,937 altogether, including the replacement of 16 skylights. Also, the board will act on approving a high school HVAC project from Campbell Mechanical's bid of $104,985. And they'll act on resolutions for the 2020 budget guarantee, 2019-20 fund transfer, that being $7,914 from the general fund to activity fund for protective equipment, including helmet reconditioning and purchase of new helmets and pads, and the 33-cent per thousand board-approved PEPL, physical plant and equipment levy. The Atlantic School Board will adjourn and then enter into a exempt session for the purpose of strategy negotiations. The Audubon School Board will meet this Wednesday evening in their boardroom at the Audubon High School, and prior to the start of their regular meeting at 7 p.m., the board will hold a work session at 6:30 on their regular board meeting agenda as a public hearing with regard to the proposed FY21 school year calendar, followed by action later in the session on approving the calendar as presented. Other action items include approval of a canvass of votes from the March 3rd bond election, sanitation bid or bids, a bargaining agreement with the Audubon Education Association, and approval of a plan to make up snow days. The board will also set the date and time for a budget hearing. Well, the CAM School Board met Monday evening to set the date for a public hearing on the FY 2021 budget, which, according to Superintendent Paul Cron, calls for a levy rate of slightly more than $10.54 per $1,000 property valuation, or an increase of 54 cents. That's still 21 cents less than the district high of $10.75 per thousand. The budget hearing will be held 6:30 p.m. April 13th in the superintendent's office boardroom at the high school in Oneida. The CAM School Board on Monday approved a summer mowing bid of $750 from Blackie's Mowing Service for the first year and $800 each for the next 2 years. A bid from Walsh Door and Security amounting to $16,697 was also approved, along with the 2020-21 school calendar, which is similar to last year's, or the current year's school calendar, I should say. Classes for 2021 will begin August 20th, 2020, and end May 24th, 2021. The new calendar includes an additional 30 minutes of instructional time. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday of a Red Oak man on a New Jersey warrant. Deputies arrested 32-year-old Brandon Michael Huftelling of Red Oak at around 1 p.m. on a fugitive from justice charge on a valid New Jersey warrant for probation violation. Huftelling was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held pending extradition to New Jersey. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two men were arrested on sex offender registry violations. 56-year-old Jerry Paul Crump, Jr. of Shenandoah, was arrested on March 3rd after an investigation into a complaint about a sex offender who failed to register himself as living in Page County. Crump was arrested at his home in Shenandoah and transported to the Page County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. And on March the 6th, 25-year-old Justin Lynn Turner Peary of Westboro, Missouri, was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office on a Page County warrant for sex offender registry violation, first offense. His bond was also set at $2,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said today two Corning residents, 33-year-old Brandon Clayton and 36-year-old Lena Smith, were arrested Tuesday afternoon following a traffic stop in Corning. Both were found to have active temporary protective orders against each other. Clayton and Smith were transported to the Adams County Jail. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.